Well, here in this country, the CDC estimates that 8 out of 10 COVID deaths have been adults 65 and older. And making sure those people are comfortable in their final days is an unprecedented challenge for hospice care workers, who are also finding it difficult to help people dying from other conditions. Joining us now is Dr. Margaret Drickamer, who is medical director for the University of North Carolina Hospice Care. Her work focuses on geriatrics and end-of-life care. Dr. Drickamer, welcome.
Thank you. Good to talk to you, Jeremy.
You too. And how has COVID-19 changed your program and what you do?
Well, it has changed, you know, everything. It has become a very isolated experience. Everybody's being limited in who they can see. Hospitals often allow nobody to come in, or maybe one person right at the end of somebody's life. Even hospices are limiting the number of people who can come and be with their loved ones as they are nearing the end of life or actively dying.
Have you had elderly patients with COVID-19 who decide that they want to spend their final days at home? And is that possible for them to do it?
Yes. It's difficult because you have to have caregivers in the home who are willing and able to take care of them. We have one case where, you know, the husband came home, but then the wife started getting sick from COVID and wasn't able to take care of her husband because she was getting sick. And mm-hmm. the kids were trying to decide if they could come in and do it, but they would be exposing themselves to COVID then. But we do have those patients. We do have nurses that go in, nursing assistants, and we do help direct the palliation of the symptoms.
Well, and you say that COVID and respiratory-related death, like what is seen with COVID, is actually one of the toughest kind of deaths. Why do you say that?
Well, the whole idea of air hunger and not being able to breathe is scary in and of itself. And when people have it, they get very anxious, and that makes them breathe less well. And it is a time when many people panic. And being able to keep people's respirations even and to sort of dull some of that feeling in their brain of desperately needing to breathe is, you know, something that hospice physicians and palliative care physicians learn how to do, and we're pretty good at doing it. We can make people comfortable, but you have to have the access to people who understand it and to the medicines that you need.
You mentioned that it's not just people with COVID, but people with all kinds of other conditions who may be nearing the end of their life and that this is affecting them as well. Give me an example of that.
I had a patient recently in the hospital who had been in a nursing home. The nursing home has been locked down for 3 weeks, and for good reason. As you know, as soon as you get one case in a nursing home, you're going to get 60 or 100 cases, right, and quite a few of those people may die. So that means the family had not seen him for 3 weeks. He came into the hospital sick, not from COVID, from other things. I did a lot of FaceTiming using my telephone. We're trying to get iPads in and other ways that people can, you know, help a loved one in the hospital talk to more relatives than what's allowed in. Even here at hospice, we only allow 2 different people throughout the person's stay. And God forbid you've got 3 children, you're going to have to choose which one you're not going to see. Mm-hmm. Brings up the old, you know, mom always liked you best kind of
right.
Situation of people deciding who they will have with them and who they're not going to have with them as they die.
Well, you mentioned FaceTime. I mean, are you mm-hmm. seeing elderly patients be able to embrace technology to the extent that they're able to use FaceTime and at least talk to their loved ones?
Well, a lot of elderly people are amazingly savvy, but a lot of them are not. The gentleman I was just referring to has a degree of dementia, and it was just a lovely expression on his face when he realized that it was actually his son in my telephone, you know, mm-hmm. that, you know, it wasn't just the voice, that he could see the person. So, you know, you don't have to be a tech whiz to appreciate the fact that you're actually seeing a person in your family real time. You just have to have somebody there that can set it up for you.
Margaret Drickamer, with all of the people dealing with COVID-19 and all of the ways that we are, what do you need in the world of hospice care right now that you don't have that would make things better for these patients who are at the end of their life?
Well, I mean, I think just as I was saying, having an iPad, something bigger than a telephone, and the ability to use it, it's all good and fine, though, if we have it on our end. If the family doesn't have it at their end, then that's not going to work. And not everybody even has iPhones. You know, there's a lot of rural, very rural areas here where people don't necessarily have the tech savvy that we would like. But I had to recently sit with a patient who, again, had been in the hospital for a couple of weeks, had not seen his wife, and I had to tell him that he had metastatic cancer, and we had his wife on the phone, but it's just not the same. Mm-hmm. It's just ripping us apart. You know, a family will come in and say, oh, please, can't we just bring in a couple more people? Can't somebody please come in? And you're going, you know, I can't let everybody in. And, you know, if the hospice nurses start getting sick, we're really going to be sunk. But it's just so hard because that's not how we work with people who are dying. We want, you know, them to be surrounded by the people that they need to have with them. And it's very hard on all of us. In the COVID wards, it's such a dilemma to exclude what could make somebody the most happy as they are facing the end of their life.
That is Margaret Drickamer, who is the medical director for the University of North Carolina Hospice Care. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.